Kephart Communications Podcast is hosted by School District of Washington Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Kephart. With help from our team in the Washington High School CAPS program, Dr. Kephart and her guests share information ranging from district happenings, current events, and student experiences to keep listeners informed about the School District of Washington. If you are a parent, district employee, or community member, this podcast is for you. Let's welcome Dr. Kephart, Ms. Struckoff.
Thank you for the introduction, and welcome Mrs. Struckoff and Mrs. McGowan to the podcast studio today. We're so glad you're here, and we're looking forward to hearing more about course and career planning in the School District of Washington, which I know for both of you is at the top of your list this time of year. So before we get into the ICAP, which we'll share more in just a moment, can you both tell me a little bit about your roles in the School District of Washington?
Sure. My name is Shelley Struckoff. I am currently one of the middle school counselors, and my role is, well, it's interesting. It's not the same any day. I get the pleasure of not only working with students who are struggling, but I also get to work with enrollment in both 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, I guess all three, and I get to also work closely with teachers in making sure students are learning and safe and enjoying school.
Well, we appreciate that. I know that you enjoy your time at the middle school, so thank you for being in the podcast studio today. And Mrs. McGowan, can you tell us a little bit about your role in the district?
Sure. So my name is Teresa McGowan, and I am the college and career counselor at the high school. My job is to work with every single senior on plans for after high school. So everything from four-year college to military to entering the workforce to trade school. I do a little bit of all of that.
And listeners, you will hear more as we go through the ICAP podcast today, but you did hear that correctly, that Mrs. McGowan meets individually with every single senior. And that is unheard of in most school districts. So we are very impressed, and we absolutely appreciate all of our counselors and our counseling team to allow Mrs. McGowan to do that and to do planning for life after high school. So they're going to tell you a little bit more about that today, I am sure. So let's go ahead and start. And we'll start, Mrs. Struckoff, with you. Can you provide us an overview of what the ICAP is, so the Individual Career and Academic Plan, and what it really entails for our students and families?
Sure. The ICAP is a plan of study to help guide students through their coursework and activities for achieving their personal goals and post-secondary planning. The ICAP is essentially a roadmap that each student develops to help them navigate their educational experiences, helping to prepare them for what comes next for them, which could vary. For some students, it might be the workforce, could be military, tech school, or a 2 or 4 year college. The process begins for us in eighth grade and continues to get reviewed annually as they continue through school.
Which is pretty impressive for students to have a plan that can change, that can be flexible, but a plan going in that transition from middle school to high school, and then high school to 4 years of high school is a long time to be able to think you know what you want to do and make some changes in there and have the flexibility on the ICAP to do that. Mrs. McGowan, can you tell us a little bit about the purpose of the ICAP at the high school level and why it's really important for students to start this early in their education?
So really the ICAP is a means for the students to track the courses that they would like to take throughout high school. With it currently being embedded into Lubin, it's also a means for a student to track their graduation requirements and whether they're on track.
That's helpful.
The cool thing about the ICAP is it's a fluid and working, moving document. So the students are able to go in as their goals and career ambitions change and edit the ICAP as they go along.
And they do that often with your high school counseling team that meets with students freshman, sophomore, and junior year, and then you're meeting with them senior year. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Freshman and sophomore year, they do a lot of their ICAP work during classroom meetings with the counselors. And then starting between sophomore and junior year, the counselors have summer appointments with every rising junior and every rising senior, And they work individually on that as well.
And how impressive. Again, listeners, unheard of in many districts to not just meet individually with seniors, but also rising juniors too. So kudos to the counseling team for that. I'm going to stay on this thought of the ICAP and really from a high school level, but it could be eighth grade as well. How does the ICAP process accommodate students that may have diverse needs or really accommodate the interests of students?
So the ICAP is a very easy, a very accessible process, and really the way we are accommodating the needs of our diverse population is through our diverse curriculum. Our curriculum offers things for every student in our building, and we put in place the supports to allow the kids to choose the courses that are right for them and track them through the ICAP.
Well, and as we're sitting today at Four Rivers Career Center in the podcast studio, students that want to come to Four Rivers as a junior and or a senior, they really have to plan out their years to make sure that they receive all of the course requirements to then spend a half a day either junior and or senior year here. So it is important to begin planning at the eighth grade level to encourage those opportunities like Four Rivers and others for students. So saying that, Mrs. Struckoff, how does the process look different for middle school students as compared to high school as they're really thinking forward to, do they have an idea that I would like to go to Four Rivers, so I need to make sure to start planning now?
Sure. Well, eighth grade is essentially where we start the introduction of what the ICAP is and what it entails for the students. I can tell you from experience, this is an extremely overwhelming experience for our students. So we try
and
to make
families.
It and families. True. We try to make it as seamless as possible. They come into us and we plan our freshman year, and we have already spent the time this year doing that. Extremely exciting. And the next phase of what we do with the ICAP is we are going to tour Four Rivers. So to piggyback on that, we're going to come over and take a look at the different programs here so that when I meet with them in April, we will start plugging those programs in and working backwards, making sure that we are fulfilling all of our required classes while giving them the opportunity to explore programs here that they found interesting. So that's kind of how we started.
Yeah. Kind of almost planning backwards, starting at the beginning, but then starting backwards both.
Yes.
So you really are the beginning of all of the ICAP work that occurs at the middle school level and then at the high school level. So what resources, and you talked about activities of coming to visit Four Rivers, but what resources are available to parents and students to be able to help really begin thinking about those future goals and careers?
Sure. So really it begins at the very beginning of eighth grade. We had all the students take the RIASEC and get their personality types. And that way we started the conversation in the fall just about how our personalities paired with our careers make us happy, right? I mean, you have to be happy doing what you want to do every single day. And then at the beginning of second semester, we do a career interest inventory, which is a little bit more detailed. And it produces for the students lists of different jobs that match their personality, and we explore those. And then we go into our registration. We come over to Four Rivers, and we draft up our first ICAP.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Impressive to have all of that into such an important document, but fluid plan for students. So in talking about middle school, let's move to high school for just a couple of minutes. Mrs. McGowan, how does the ICAP evolve as students transition then from middle school to high school?
So it evolves rapidly and frequently. So as the students begin taking courses in high school, they start to discover things that they like and don't like, and often what they envisioned in eighth grade that they might like kind of changes as they go through high school. But the nice thing about it is it's such a fluid document that the kids can easily go in and adapt as they need to.
and still make sure that they are capturing the requirements that they need to be able to graduate. That's an ultimate goal.
Absolutely. And again, as I said, with the ICAP being embedded in Lumen, it is literally all right there in front of them, and they are able to easily see where they're at with each of their graduation requirements.
And that makes it very nice for not just students, but families as well. For both of you, how can families and parents actively participate in their child's ICAP experience and process?
For us, at the beginning of this semester, I sent home a document to all eighth grade families outlining what we would be doing this semester. And within there, I embedded links to the high school. I embedded links to the course, not request, but the course book for students to view, and encouraged all families to sit down really before we registered and have those conversations. So we sent home lists of recommended classes for them so that they could really take the time to plan out their freshman year and begin thinking about their ICAP for the remainder of their high school.
And my guess would be families, this was in February, end of February, beginning March. So my guess is that families would probably say, this seems so early. We still have a lot of year left. But
right.
in order to, at the high school level, start planning out the master schedule and where students will be, it's so critical and important to start this at January, February, beginning of March timeframe.
It is. And the fun thing, I would have families and students wanting to sit down individually and meet with me because they're excited. Excited, worried a little bit, but really excited about the opportunities, because the opportunities that are present here in our school district are incredible.
Yes. Yes. Not only they're coming from a middle school where there's so many exploratory course offerings, that then they get to go into the high school where those mm-hmm. exploratory courses just explode in the number of offerings that they have. And I know in talking with some freshmen, they want to take some of those really fun classes right away. And yet we also have, there's also the graduation requirements right. that also are very great and very fun classes too. So with that, Mrs. McGowan, how from a high school level can parents be involved in their child's ICAP and all of the changes that go along with the 4 years?
So I think in my perfect little counselor dream world, I would love to see parents sitting down at the end of each semester as students get their final grades for the semester and just review the ICAP and goals and credits needed and whatnot. So I think that's a great starting place.
Good idea.
As I mentioned previously, parents are invited during their students' rising junior and rising senior years to come in for summer appointments. And, you know, having done literally probably mm-hmm. thousands of those appointments at this point, it's such a great opportunity for the counselor, the student, and the parent to all sit down and go over the ICAP and just talk about future goals.
So what I heard you say for our listeners and parents, mark your calendar between your sophomore and junior year that summertime you need to go with your child into one of those counseling appointments to be able to listen to the future, and then junior to senior year as well, correct?
That is absolutely right.
So we want parents in our buildings. We want parents to hear life after high school for their children.
Yes, sometime in mid-May, the parents and students will get an email to sign up for an appointment, and we love to see parents come to those appointments because it really gives everyone an opportunity to get on the same page and communicate with each other.
And we just love in so many ways partnering with our parents, and that's a great way to do that, so thank you. Well, as we start to wrap up, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about the ICAP or any upcoming events or activities related to the ICAP that our students and families should be aware of?
For us at the middle school, I guess I would like families to know that April 17th, we're going to be visiting Four Rivers. Please ask your child about it. They're going to be excited. There are so many wonderful programs here, and they're going to be wanting to tell you about all the opportunities that are provided for them here. So I would definitely encourage that. And for us at the middle school, let's finish strong.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I would say the biggest thing, as I just mentioned, is for the rising junior and senior parents to watch out for those calendar invites and plan on taking an hour or so this summer to come up to the high school and meet with your child's counselor.
That's great. I appreciate both of you and the time you spend with our students and our families to ensure that that workforce passion and interest that they see in the RIASEC, that they see in their courses, really equates to a very successful life outside of and after Washington High School. So thank you both for that. As we wrap up, before we go, our new segment this year is called 5 and 15. So I have 5 questions in 15 seconds to help get to know you better. Are you both ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Favorite place to visit?
I'm going to go with any beach.
I'm right there with
you. Any beach.
I was going to say water. Okay, I just need there to be water, actually.
Yeah, chocolate or potato chips?
Oof. I like them together. Chocolate.
I'm for sure a chocolate
okay.
person.
All right. Yeah. Where did you go to college, since you're both in that field of thinking about careers?
I got to experience a few, but I graduated from Mizzou.
Okay.
I went to Mizzou for my undergraduate and University of Kansas for my master's degree.
There you go. Okay. Would you rather skydive or surf?
Oof, surf.
So as an actual skydiver, I'm going to go with skydive.
Okay. I did not know that about you.
Several
there
times
you go.
And
the things you learn.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather have a pet dragon or a pet hippo?
I'm going to go with a pet dragon, I think. I hope it flies. That's what
would
like.
That would be kind of fun.
A flying
yeah.
dragon.
Flying dragon. Get to school faster.
I'm going to go with hippo. I'm a little scared about the fire concept with the dragon and burning the house down, maybe.
That's fair enough, too.
I could see that.
All right. Well, thank you again, Mrs. McGowan and Mrs. Struckoff, for joining us today. And a big thank you to our fabulous broadcast team today, with Lexi Yoakum stepping in today. And thank you to our listeners for partnering with us as we live out the School District of Washington mission to inspire achievement, character, and personal growth in all students as they pursue and succeed in college, careers, and life. Please join us on our next episode when you can learn more about the early college experience through East Central.
And don't forget, you can connect with the district on Facebook and Twitter at SD of Washington and the website washington.k12.mo.us.